Hour number three of the Rod Arkent Show with you on this Think Rod is Friday. Thanks for joining us. A busy hour coming your way. We're going to talk more about climate change here in the state of Utah, a unique approach to save power that is generated by solar or wind energy. We'll be talking about that. And, of course, our Listen Back Friday segment is coming your way at the bottom of the hour. What will happen when conservatives and Republicans, common sense, fair-minded people in this country become a minority? We may already be there. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about, is it time for the GOP to take off the gloves, knowing that we're constantly under attack by the Democrats and by the propaganda media on the left? So a lot to get to. But I want to start off talking about climate alarmism and what's really going on in this country today. Joining us on our newsmaker line is Edward Ring. Edward's a senior fellow at the Center for American Greatness. Edward, great to have you on the show. Let's talk about climate alarmism, because you're right about that in American Greatness this week. I've always wondered why people who are so concerned about the planet and the health of the planet, and they've been concerned about it now for, what, 50, 60, 70 years, why they never thought of, let's all come together, let's talk about what we're doing to the planet, let's talk about preserving the planet, instead of coming out with these wild predictions that we're all going to die in 10 years. Why, Edward, in your opinion, wasn't there a more common, fair-minded, common-sense approach to dealing with saving planet Earth?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and the problem with climate alarmism is there's this singular focus on reducing CO2 emissions, which may or may not be a problem in terms of changing the climate on the planet. But in the meantime, there's all kinds of problems with the environment that are easier to fix, because there's no way we're going to stop emitting CO2 anyway. You know, even if the entire United States stops, other nations in the world are not going to stop emitting CO2. And what's happened is the focus on nothing but climate change, the panic that's been, I think it's unwarranted panic that's constantly promoted over this climate emergency, has discredited environmentalism in general. A lot of people who would be receptive to things like, gosh, maybe we shouldn't be strip mining the oceans with drift nets 50 miles long, because sooner or later there won't be anything left. You know, There are real problems out there that we need to address. And people who ought to be and would ordinarily be concerned about those problems have looked at all of this hype over CO2. They know that it's a futile objective anyway. They're not sure that there's really any truly beyond debate scientific basis for it. And so the entire movement of environmentalism has been discredited in the eyes of millions of people.
Edward, have we just turned a deaf ear on many of these dire predictions about we'll all be dying in the next 10 years if we don't do something? Have the American people said every prediction you've almost made has never come to fruition? So, you know, we've turned a deaf ear on all of this.
Well, I think that is happening, and the problem is that, you know, maybe in 500 years, if we, you know, triple our CO2, something's going to happen to the climate. I mean, there's a possibility that there's all kinds of truth behind this, but by creating this fake urgency, they made a terrible decision. They decided the only way we can motivate our population to do something about this is by fomenting panic and by making it sound like it's this terrible, terrible threat that's going to take us, that's going to destroy the world tomorrow or in 5 years or 10 years. And as you say, because that didn't happen, people are not only not believing the entire climate change theory, but they don't really want to pay attention to anything having to do with the environment, because the entire environmental movement has been hijacked by people who want to cut down our CO2 emissions for what are probably other motivations that really don't have that much to do with climate change.
You write about some of the environmental disasters that are already in progress, but nobody is talking about them. Could you mention, I think you mentioned one or two of them a moment ago. Could you talk about that a little bit? And why aren't those so-called disasters getting any attention?
Well, they're getting attention, but they're not getting nearly the attention they deserve, because, again, everything is about CO2 emissions. We have a decline in insect mass on the planet, which we don't really know why it's happening, but you have to have insects to pollinate plants. You have to have them to be the link in the food chain between microorganisms and smaller predators, which in turn are part of the food chain for larger predators, they are a vital link in helping food or organic matter decompose, whether it's animals or plant matter. You have to have insects, and they're dying off at a rate of about 2% a year, according to a lot of estimates, which is an alarming fact that nobody talks about. We have nutrient runoff, which, you know, in the European Union, in the Netherlands, they're trying to stop all of the farming because they claim that there's something connected to climate change and nutrients. The problem with nutrients, which is phosphorus and ammonia and nitrogen fertilizers, is if you don't do more precise irrigation methods and if you don't process animal waste, if we don't get it out of our effluent with our wastewater, it goes into the aquatic ecosystems, creates algae blooms. The algae then dies once it runs out of nutrient food, and it, when it dies, all the oxygen comes out of the water, and all the aquatic life dies with it. And this is a serious problem, and we have to figure out how to address that problem. We have the overfishing I just mentioned. We can't use natural gas. Nobody in Africa can develop natural gas because of supposed climate change from the CO2 from the natural gas. So instead, they're going out and using the game meat for protein. They're using the rainforest wood for fuel. They're deforesting and destroying wilderness throughout the equatorial regions of the planet because the World Bank won't let them develop natural gas. This is crazy. And that also leads to the fact that we have a population crash. And the reason we have a population crash in developed nations is because the more people are prosperous, free, and educated, the fewer children they have. So what does that mean? That means in failing nations, birth rates remain high, and in successful nations, birth rates are too low, and they're very low. 1.5 is good in a developed nation. If you have only 1.5 children per woman on average, 1,000 people today is only 400 grandchildren, great-grandchildren. That's a nation that wants to disappear, and the only solution is to import people from failing nations. And that's being caused by endocrine disruptors in the environment. That's one of the causes.
Yeah,
And that's not only making you physically less fertile, but people with lower fertility don't have the same psychological behaviors. And so it affects our culture as well. That's something in the environment that absolutely nobody's talking about.
And nobody is talking about hardly any of those issues that you brought up, Edward. If we don't pay attention to some of these issues that you just mentioned and continue to focus on CO2 emissions, what's going to happen? Any prediction?
Well, I don't want to suggest that these are things that we can't fix. These are things that are easier to fix than CO2. You can't fix CO2. You can't replace all of the energy that we produce in the world with things that don't emit CO2. We're nowhere close to figuring that out. You know, maybe someday when we have fusion energy, which has been 30 years away for the last 60 years, we might be able to get rid of CO2 emissions. But we're not going to. We can fix things like, why do we have 500,000 square miles of biofuel plantations already when there's only 10 million square miles of farmland on the planet, and we are only getting 2% of our transportation fuels from biofuel? And that's just transportation fuel. We've destroyed 500,000 square miles to grow biofuel. That's easily fixed. Stop doing it. Stop growing biofuel. You can fix that overnight. You know, get rid of the carbon credits for biofuel, which funded all of these horrible plantations all over the world. There are things we can fix. We can enforce fishing quotas. We can ban drift nets, and then we can enforce it because we've already tried that. But there's still these factory trawlers that drag these great drift nets through the ocean. That we have to replace that with aquaculture, which we can. I mean, these are fixable problems. And so there needs to be more focus on environmental problems that are genuine, that can actually be solved, instead of this obsession with CO2 emissions.
Edward Ring, Senior Fellow at the Center for American Greatness, talking about climate alarmism and how it is really killing real environmentalism in this country today. More of our Listen Back Friday segments coming up at the bottom of the hour. Don't forget that. More coming up on the Rod Arkent Show and Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Listen and you will know. All right, let's talk about power outages in your home. There's nothing like having a power outage in your home. And I know a lot of you this winter, because of the bizarre winter that we've had,
have spent a few hours in your home in the dark because you lost power. Could be for a number of reasons. Well, if you're looking for peace of mind, why not get it with the purchase and installation of a Generac automatic standby generator in your home from the Generator Supercenter. They are the nation's number one Generac generator dealer. Give yourself peace of mind by calling right now for a free estimate. Here's the number to call, 801-882-9222. 801-882-9222 or visit online at Generator Supercenter of Salt Lake City.com. Generator Supercenter of Salt Lake City.com. Time now for a news update. Here's Abby.